Hello and welcome to.
Tell me to explain that.
And who is here?
Ethan.
And?
Pikachu.
Pikachu. So we are going to read a book called Violet Shrink. This is by Christine Baldacchino and pictures by Carmen Mook. Okay. It looks like a little girl with long brown hair and some purple glasses, right? I'm assuming she is Violet Shrink. I don't know for sure, but Violet, do you know what that is?
Purple.
Yeah. So Violet Shrink wears glasses like her father, Victor, but has much more hair on her head. She likes to listen to music through her purple headphones and make her own comic books under a tent of blankets in her room. That sounds fun, right, Ethan? At school, when it's time to play outside, Violet likes to spend the time alone. She collects leaves, stones, dandelions to bring home and put on her windowsill. Violet likes birds, especially the birds that visit the feeder in her backyard every day. We should get a feeder, right, for birds, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have some to paint we could do. Mm-hmm. And we can hang those up? What do you think?
Yeah.
There are things Violet doesn't like, too. Violet doesn't like celery in her soup. Do you like celery?
No.
Do you like soup?
No.
She doesn't like brand new crayons breaking the first time she uses them. Well, I wouldn't like that either, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brand new. She doesn't like finding hairs on the kitchen table, even if they're her own. Yeah, that's not fun either, right? And parties. Violet really doesn't like parties. Do y'all like parties?
Yeah.
Do you? I do. Mm-hmm. Her father reminds her that she likes cake, music, and games. And those are all things you can find at parties. Violet wants to tell her father that while she likes all those things, she doesn't like being around them all at the same time. Being around a lot of people makes her palms sweat. Sometimes her ears feel hot or her stomach aches. Sometimes she squeezes her teeth together so hard that her head hurts. Do you ever feel like that when you get nervous? Yeah. Violet loves her father very much, even though he often gets to her to go to a party by using a word she's never heard before. A word like reception or function or potluck. You know what? Those are like secret words for parties. He tells her to play with the other children and say hello to all the grown-ups. But Violet just wishes she could stay home in her tent with her purple headphones and her comic books. Do you ever feel like that, Connor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't like going places sometimes, right?
Yeah.
One day, while she is picking celery out of her soup, Violet's father tells her that they have been invited to a little shindig for Cousin Char. Do you know what a shindig is?
No.
Do you?
I think it's a party.
Kind of like a party, yeah. When they arrive at her cousin's house, Violet is horrified to discover that it is a birthday party. Violet spends the entire time hiding under the kitchen table. She imagines she is a shark. Look, the shark has glasses on. Smooth and silver with 100 sharp white teeth. She swims in circles and loop-de-loops, hunting for sandwiches to eat. Look, her daddy has a sandwich on a fishing hook. Her ears don't feel hot anymore because she thinks because sharks don't have ears that stick out the way hers do. And her palms aren't sweating because sharks don't have hands. Just 2 weeks later, Violet's father tells her they're going to an anniversary bash for Auntie Marlene and Uncle Leela. Do you know what a bash is?
No.
Another type of party. The word bash reminds her of loud things like drums, fireworks, or pots and pans banging together. Sure enough, bash turns out to be another word for party. Make sure you say hello to everyone, Violet, and play with your cousins, her father says when they get there. No hiding under tables today, okay? Violet wipes her sweaty palms on her pants and squeezes her teeth together until her head hurts. She doesn't hide under a table. Instead, she sits quietly at the top of the stairs. Do you see her? What is she?
A snake.
She's a snake this time, where no one can see her, legs dangling between the banisters. She imagines she is a snake, gold and green as a dandelion, wrapped around the branch of a very tall, balanced tree. Balanced on a branch below is a chocolatiest slice of chocolate cake.
And the snake has headphones and glasses.
Just like her, right? Yep. Violet knows her father isn't trying to be mean. He wants her to go to parties for the same reason he keeps putting celery in her soup. He thinks it is good for her. But when Violet's father tells her that the shrink family reunion is coming up, she silently goes to her room. Do you know what a reunion is?
A party.
Yeah. It's a party where people get together again. There will be a lot more relatives than usual, and more people means more voices, louder voices. Uncle Louie will play his accordion, and Uncle Joe will do his weird moose stuck in the mud dance, and all of Violet's aunts will laugh so loud she'll feel it in the pit of her stomach. Violet isn't hungry anymore, not even for dessert. All she wants to do is crawl into her blanket tent, put her headphones on, and draw pictures of bats. But that will have to wait. Dad, I have an important thing to say, Violet says. He's tucking her into bed for the night. Okay, he says, putting on his listening for real face. I don't like parties. Violet's stomach gives an unpleasant little flutter. Or shindigs, or bashes, or get-togethers, or gatherings. I don't like any of those things. Her dad has to say what he always says. You like cake, don't you? And you like music, don't you? And you like games, don't you? Yes, Violet replies, but not all at the same time. She tells him how her stomach hurts and her palms sweat and her ears get hot. Her father keeps his listening for real face on the whole time, which makes the words come more easily. And I don't like celery in my soup, she adds. I don't think I ever will. What if I leave out the celery but put in extra carrots? He asks. I don't hate carrots, she replies. Well, that solves that. Now, what are we going to do about all these parties? I think I know, Violet says, glancing at her blanket tent. The shrink family reunion ends up being quite the wingding, as Violet's father would say. As expected, Uncle Louie plays the accordion. Uncle Joe teaches all her cousins how to do his weird moose in the mud dance. That's probably it right here. Everyone laughs loudly and someone breaks a big ugly lamp that Auntie Mary never liked anyway. But for the first time, Violet's stomach doesn't ache. Her palms don't sweat and her ears don't feel hot. Because it's a shrink family party's late into the evening, Violet sits under the dessert table. Purple headphones over her ears, a pile of comic books in her lap, and a smile on her face. So because she told her father what's bothering her or makes her feel good, why not? And look, he's giving her the piece of cake under the table too. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How's that going to hurt anybody, right? Just to sit there.
Yeah.
And that is about Violet Shrink. And we hope everybody has a wonderful day. Bye.